Hi, this is Cheryl.
And this is Lindsay.
Welcome to Cat with Monocle. We're here today to talk about Mean Girls.
Yay.
Before we get into it a little bit, let's see. It's essentially about a young lady named Katie who moves from Africa to back to America after spending 12 years there and goes into high school. And it talks about essentially the hierarchy of high school and the chaos and wild that there is. And she has to essentially learn about social dynamics and find her place. Is there anything you would like to add to that, Lindsay?
No, I think you caught it all. That's basically what it's about.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so let's see. So let's do our initial first impressions as far as the scores go. For me, I felt it was probably a 3.75 to a 4.0. Mm-hmm. I did not love it as much as the original, but... Okay. What were your first impressions?
Well, if the original was a 5, and I believe it is, the original is a 5 because it's like so iconic. I thought this one, did it, justice, and I gave it a high rating of, 4.25, so 4.25.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So on a scale of 1 to 5, you're a 4.25. I'm a 3.75 to 4.0-ish, so let's talk about it a little bit. Okay, so the characters and the acting. So I know that the original had Lindsay Lohan as Katie Heron.
Nope. Wait.
The original. Yep.
I was like, dang it.
Yep.
Katie, yes, original Katie was Lindsay Lohan. Right.
She was. And the new person, and I will probably butcher this name. You know what? I'd like you to say her name.
It looks like Angori Rice.
That's how I would say it too.
Does that look correct?
Yep, that's how I would say it too. Okay, so Angori Rice.
We're gonna find out that's not true.
Well, you know what? If someone else out there knows how the phonetic spelling, please let us know.
It's like Frenchish.
It does. Let's go ahead and talk about the acting. What did you think about Angori Rice as Katie?
As Katie, I thought she was, the character of Katie is kind of reserved in the beginning and she kind of like comes out a little bit. I don't think she was as dynamic as Lindsay Lohan is in the original.
What do you mean by that?
She just seemed, like, more timid and, like, a little bit flatter in her performance.
I would agree with that. I felt like, for me, I thought she was... It was a struggle to start to get into the story, knowing that with Lindsay Lohan, like, I really liked her as Katie in the original. And the original was based on a book, Queen Bees and Wannabes, from a 2002 book, that was made into a movie back in 2004. And that's the one we're referring to, the original Mean Girls. So for me, I would agree that she was not as... It took more for me to start to like her. I don't think I liked her more than Lindsay Lohan,
right.
but I got into the story. So, yeah, like, I felt she was okay. Yeah, like, she was good.
After, like the first 20, 25 minutes, it started to grow on me a little bit. Like, it took a while for her to really get into her character. And
I agree. And I kind of wonder with that if she was intentionally doing that. But possibly. Maybe. Like, we know that, you know, Lindsay Lohan was reserved and grew into someone who was you know, bold and, you know, plastic girl, the plastics. And if, for those of you who have not seen the original Plastics, essentially it's someone who's fake, someone who's, when I was young, I interpreted it as like a Barbie, like they, right. they looked perfect and, you know, like, they were fake. Mm-hmm. So, but she eventually evolved into what I think was a plastic. And I actually, there was a scene where she was sitting in at the lunch table when she had evolved and she sat down and she was like, rules are rules. Like, I was like, okay.
Just like asserting herself.
Yeah, yeah. And I felt like at that point, and that was towards the end. towards the end. Yeah, that's when I was like, okay. Like, I can feel this. Like, right. I can feel the moment I'm pulled in. And I kind of wish that would have started sooner.
Yeah, and I think in the original movie, like, for me, Lindsay Lohan, like, did, like, start leaning into that sooner when she was doing, like, the pranks on them and everything. Like, you could see, like, the transition. Like, it was faster. Or, like, more in a direction.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
Than, like, a switch flip.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a really good way to put it. A switch. I really like that descriptor. So, yeah, that's kind of how I felt. I think we agree on that one. Mm-hmm. I've noticed during the movie that they did make some significant changes as far as making it more politically correct and safe.
Really? I did not think that. But, well, like, what makes you think that, like...
For example, they, in the original, they talked more about race.
Okay.
And in this one, they didn't.
Okay.
Although it was a much more diverse cast.
Yeah.
Which was great. And I think that some of the jokes in the comedy was more reserved. For example, with, what was her name? The one that was not the brightest.
Karen.
Like, with her, like, at first I wasn't loving her, but then I really liked her a lot.
Oh my god, I was obsessed with Karen. Especially
the original,
like,
or
like,
this one?
Well, the original, because it, like, she was so airy and, like, you know, bubble-headed, but, like, they really kind of took it to the next level.
They did.
In this one, they really, like, made it super hammy, and I was like obsessed with it. It's so good.
Yeah, I liked her character a lot. She was really good, and she was a really good singer. When she did that YouTube, or what was it? Not YouTube, but TikTok, whatever social media she was getting.
Oh yeah, during the party scene.
Yeah, yeah, when she was getting ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But I, like, for example, one of the things they did not have in there that was in the original was when they talked about how she could sense
the weather with
her boobs when it was raining. They did not have that in there. That's and weird. They tried to, you know, they took a step back on some of the more, you know, I think they were trying to make it closer to, I think, PG-13, and I think the...
Okay, so you think the rating had something to do with it?
Or more, just because it's... It was...
Was the original PG-13?
You know, I don't know if the original was PG-13 or not.
I think it was.
Feel like it was, too, but I feel like the things from 2004 to... 20 years later.
Oh yeah, there's definitely like an aging.
Yeah, things don't age as well, and you know, some things are less politically acceptable. It's, you know, so that's just kind of what
I was actually surprised, like, that they, I mean, like, I understand that they're pulling from the original source material, but they still talked a lot about weight.
You know, weight, they really did. And I was actually surprised. If you look at the characters from 2004 to now, they were much more curvy.
They were.
A lot more curvy. And they still kept that piece of the storyline.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that even the camera shots were closer up, mm-hmm. making them look a little bit bigger. You know, like, they are by no means, you know, overweight.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was interesting, like, the different camera angles that they chose and when they were talking about weight and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Did you observe anything with that?
Yeah. As far as, like, size inclusivity, I thought they did, like, great with, like, casting-wise, like, and, like, that just, it just surprised me, like, that wasn't tweaked for this film. Like, there wasn't more, like, of a body positive spin. But, like, it's also Mean Girls, so.
How can you, yep.
It hasn't really changed.
No,
it really hasn't. Even though, like,
you it's know, been 20 it's years.
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point about keeping with that theme for the Mean Girls.
Yeah, but I did like that they kept a lot of, like, the outfits. Like, you could see the, like, the specific ones from the original movie echoed.
That's interesting you bring that up, because I only noticed one of them when she got out of the car to go to school for the first time.
Yeah, the blue shirt. Plaid, yeah.
Was it blue in the original? Mm-hmm. I just know it was a plaid. I couldn't remember which.
It was a blue.
But
plaid.
Was there other? Was
there? There were other ones too. And, like, I liked that they kept Karen's Halloween costume as the mouse.
They did, and they just kept Katie's.
She's wearing, like, a regular dress and just mouse ears, and she's just a slutty yep. mouse.
I heard you laugh when that came. You were like, yes. but yeah, Katie kept hers too. I'm glad they did that. I like the teeth in the other one better.
They lengthened the teeth.
They did. I didn't like the teeth really as much.
Like, they made for it ugly, like, extra ugly.
The extra ugly, if that's even possible, because that scene when she was, what was it, the bride, dead bride, like a, whatever.
Yeah, Bride of Frankenstein.
Whatever kind of it thing. Is, yeah. Yeah, you're right. The teeth, no. I like the other.
Or wasn't she, like, an ex-wife or something?
That's right, an ex-wife. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, those were good touches. I actually really, you mentioned the clothes and that sweater that was on Janice at the end where it was, like, mesh and then fur and then mesh and then fur. I love that shirt.
I don't know if that's original. I know that. Like, the suit that she wore at the dance was very reminiscent of the ones that her and Damien were, like, they had matching ones.
Was she wearing one at the end there?
She was.
She was. Okay. I was so distracted with everything else going on.
There was a lot going on.
There was so much going on.
There were, like, a lot of references, and I feel like people, like, you know, that love the original will appreciate those things.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I thought was interesting, which I don't know if it added or took away from it or not, but in the original, Janice was she was called by what's her name, Regina George, which is the antagonist, I guess. She was called a lesbian,
yeah,
or gay by her in the original and in this one.
Yeah.
But in the original, she was not. But in this one, she was.
In this one, she was.
It was more inclusive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, because she was with, I think at the end of the original, she was with Kevin.
Yes, Kevin, who has a different last name. the character Kevin, who has a different last name from the original one to the next one.
Yes, and I'm glad that they kept, like, his little song and kind of, like, expanded on it. Like, you know, gave you a little bit more of it before he got the cut and from Principal Duval.
For those of you who can't remember, he is the rapping Indian kid.
Like the mathlete.
The mathlete, yes. Mathlete who's, yes. And he, how did you feel like from the old one to the new one? I thought they were comparable.
His character? Yeah, I thought they were pretty on par. I'm slightly might have preferred, the original over, the new guy, but
I think the old guy, I would agree with you. I think that the original one actually had more of a place, like more scenes, more dialogue, than the one in this one, so I think that could have impacted the connection that I felt with that character. But yeah, I would agree, kind of comparable. So what did you think of Regina George?
In regards, like, just on the whole, I really liked Regina's character, and I felt like, you got to know her a little bit better through her songs.
Oh, yeah. We haven't mentioned something big. This is a musical.
Yes, this is a musical.
I did not know going into it until I was 5 minutes before the movie.
and I did know going into it. No. But, like, they didn't advertise it as such. So, that might be a surprise for some people.
It was definitely a surprise. And I thought that some of the comedy that was brought out, it was written by Tina Fey. The screenplay for it turns out, I didn't know this either until this evening, you are such a Mean Girl fan.
I do love it.
You do. But it was actually a screenplay. It was on Broadway, you had told me. I was really surprised by that. So
I haven't seen it. I would love to see that adaptation of it. And apparently there are actually 21 songs in the Broadway musical, and I think they condensed it down to 12 in this one.
Interesting.
And some of them are like depart from the ones in the musical, so they're not all original songs either.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting, because I know that we were talking a little bit before we sat down here, and you had also mentioned that it kept much of the same storyline, but you said there was enough dialogue that talk about that a little bit.
I mean, there's just a lot of the specific lines from the movie that are in the original, and they really play into the nostalgia factor, which is important for a lot of people
who are going to see the movie,
who want to see the movie. Yeah, they want to see those things. They want the fan service.
I thought it was so cute when I found out that Miss Norbury and Principal Duval. Let's not ruin that.
Oh, you're gonna spoil let's not, things.
Yeah,
now.
I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm not gonna spoil it. But one of the things that I was really bummed out about the acting, the dad.
Oh, that there was no dad.
There was no dad. Katie didn't have a dad. And in the original, I love the dad's character. He was so nice and kind down to earth.
Yeah, because the mom was meaner.
That's true. But in this one, the mom was really nice.
She was,
So Jenna I guess Fisher, you don't need a dad if there's a really nice mom.
That could be a whole separate discussion.
But yeah. So I was bummed out about that.
Okay.
And then, oh, in the original, Regina's mom, Mrs. George,
Right.
originally played by Amy Poehler, and in this one, played by
Busy Phillips.
Busy Phillips. Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me what you felt about that.
I think Tina Poehler played a better blonde bimbo than Busy
Which one?
Phillips was.
You said Amy Poehler?
Amy Poehler did,
Okay.
yeah. I think she just did like a better job of just like being like the fake, like trying to be too cool mom. I think she just did a better job, but I do like how Busy Phillips looked a lot like Renee Rapp, and so you could really see that resemblance between them. Like they really were family, even though they are not.
Even though they are not,
Even though they are not.
yeah.
I
You
miss
know, they're family in their hearts.
yeah. I miss the milkshake song because that was like one of my favorite parts of like when they
Milkshake.
were in the it's in the original Mean Girls. They play the milkshake song when they're in her
That's
room.
right. Oh, they should have had
I
that. You're right.
think there would be some musical licensing problems and that's
I was wondering why they changed the Christmas song. I was wondering if it was
Oh,
for that reason.
from Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle
Yeah.
Bell Rock is like really a basic song. I don't think you'd have issues putting that in there.
And
So
why change
I
it
don't
though?
know. That was confusing to me a little bit. But I think they kept a lot of the original choreography that
They
they used in that
definitely.
song. So,
They did. Oh, most of it. Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
most of it.
Yeah. So, is there anyone else we want to
We
talk
didn't. I
about?
don't think we talked about a lot about Janice.
Janice. Okay, go
No.
ahead.
So Janice is played by Ollie Carvalho. She was Moana in Moana. In the original movie, it was played by Lizzie Caplan. And I felt you know, like they each of them did like a really great job. Like I would say they're equal in their performance.
Equal in their performance. Okay. I would agree with that. In some ways, I really, really liked the new one.
Yeah.
And maybe that was because we got to know the character a little deeper through a
Yeah, there was a little
song.
bit more depth.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that the one song.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. I am not going to spoil, but you know which one I'm talking about
Yes, I
based on the
do.
actions that I made. And now, after everyone sees the movie, they will know which one I'm referring
And
to. What?
Daniel Francese, just as good as Damien.
I would say probably
And maybe,
better.
yeah, and maybe even
Oh,
better.
such a great singer, dancer, everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
absolutely
like the
great.
delivery of the jokes for him were
Yes.
just so good.
Spot on. Spot
There
on.
were some just like overall in the beginning, there were some jokes that just did not land. Like it sounded that like they were going through like a bloopers reel and you know, it was just different tests and I don't know if all of them really got laughs out of me, but like as the movie progressed, I think the writing was better.
I would agree. Was it the writing? The way the story evolved and developed? Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe all of the above.
Yeah.
I would agree with you though. How do you say it? Jekyll Spivey?
Yeah. Is that was the original
You're talking.
Damien. Wait,
No.
no, that was the one in this
That's the new
one.
one. That's the new one that we're talking
You're
about.
right. You're right.
The old one is Daniel Francaise. Yeah. So I really Jekyll liked
Spivvy.
Yeah, I was really going into it. I was like, it's going to be really hard
to top that.
And honestly, this Jekyll Spivvy just nailed it
out of the park.
Yeah. Nailed it out of the park. Really, really good. I really liked him. I'm just imagining him on that little when they're leaving the party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. What were your feelings on Aaron Samuels, played by Christopher Brian?
How do you feel about Bryan? Aaron Samuels?
Well, I may have said a few things during the movie. The same thing over and over. Like, why? Why did they choose him? that was a much nicer way of putting it. I like the original Jonathan Bennett more. Christopher, what is it? Briny?
I think it looks like Briny.
Briny, I think it's Briny too. Christopher Briny, he did an okay job. Like, he did the job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Aaron Samuels' character is, like, super essential to the plot. Like, he's just some guy.
Yeah, he's just a guy. He's a placeholder for... He's
a love interest.
Yeah.
And...
For Regina to get back with her ex. Yeah. To get... He's to be a pawn. Mean. Yeah, to be mean to Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Okay, I think that about
we didn't talk about Gretchen at all.
Gretchen
Wieners.
How did you feel about her?
Played by B.B. Wood. Lacey Chabert was just so iconic in the original. Like, she really was. And I don't know. I don't think there's a comparison. I didn't like her performance as much as...
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
The Lacey Chabert's.
I would agree with that. If anything, I thought she was a lot more pouty and whiny and a lot sooner. Which, if that was the intent of the character, like, cool, she nailed it. She was really good at that.
Yeah.
But... overall, although I saw some glimmers of some similar acting as Lacey Chabert from the original, but hands down, Lacey was better.
Yeah, and I thought, like, her song with, like, the obsession that she had was just, like, slightly weird.
It went too far.
it went a little over.
It was kind of ew. But maybe that's why I didn't like her, because of that original song. Who knows? Maybe we just thought she was a little too weird. So I guess that talks about that. We talked about the music, which...
How did you feel about the songs in general? Did you like the songs?
I am a person that doesn't follow music.
Okay.
So for me, it didn't really pull me in too much. A few of the songs did, but there were some that were just sounded like, eh.
Kind of just like boring, basic.
Like they were just making it, like the writing of the songs was good, but the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Tina Fey did a really good job. And she wrote the songs too, correct?
I don't know. She didn't write the songs.
Okay.
I think it might have been her husband. Don't quote me.
Lauren?
No. That's the who produced the first movie.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking that it's probably the husband. I guess.
I think it's, yeah. Well, okay. is somebody.
It was somebody. Somebody wrote it.
I don't want to be responsible.
There you go, folks. There you go, folks. Somebody wrote music, and I really liked the words. The music itself, I didn't love all the songs, but some of them were.
Did you like a song? Was there a favorite, like, at any point, did you really like one of the songs?
I guess I like some of the words that the song that Janice did in that lunchroom. That's one that stood out because it talks about having to be a certain way and you know.
So just like the words resonated with you.
Yeah, the words resonated with me. Like, yeah, a lot of it was just music. It didn't like pull me in.
Yeah, the ones in the beginning were just kind of like meh for me. I was like, eh. The one like when it started getting good, Karen sang like when she was getting ready, mm-hmm. and then when they were at the party, and then I really enjoyed Regina's song
during the party.
During the party, yeah.
It was really dark, very mean girl.
Yeah,
that part I actually, now that you bring that up, I didn't mind that song.
Lighting was really cool.
That was great. How they did the song was really great. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of them were just kind of like regular musical songs.
Yeah.
Like you could have had them or left them.
Yeah, give or take. I mean,
they weren't all bangers.
No, they weren't. There you have it. Maybe that's the quote. They weren't all bangers. That's great.
But it was a good time.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good. So, would you see it again?
Absolutely.
I would too.
Would I watch it every year like I watch Mean Girls? No.
Okay. Fair. That's fair. If it was on TV, I would
leave
watch
it on, and I would scroll through social media like I do with like almost every single movie I watch.
There you go. So, is there any other positives or negatives you can think about with regards to the movie?
Nothing that I don't think we've covered.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so after talking about it a little further, what would your final impression be?
My final rating?
After really sitting down and thinking about it.
I feel like we've really ripped it apart, and it might be a little lower. I think I might be in your original range of 3.75 to 4. I think.
You can only pick one. It's the end.
What do you mean? No, I have to have a solid number?
Yeah, I'm going to pick a solid number.
I'm going to give it 4. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to be a mean girl today.
Well, oh, that's so sweet. I would actually give it a 4 as well. You brought up some really good points that I had not considered, so I'm going to land on 4 too.
I helped you raise your score.
And I helped you
lower it.
See the reality of it.
We come to meet in the middle.
Yes. Okay, so thank you so much, Lindsay, for coming out. And
thank you for having me. Yeah. And sharing this moment in history with me.
No problem.
In
Mean Girls history. So this is Cheryl.
And Lindsay.
And thank you for stopping in and listening to Cat with Monocle. Bye.
Bye.